Jesus, running just a little bit late, but we are blessed in the Lord to be here. We give God praise and we magnify him. It has been cold in California. In the last few nights, maybe last week or two, it's been going down in the low, mid to low 40s. Amen. And for California, that's fur coat weather. Yeah. Amen. That's vest and net turkey. Turtlenecks and fur coats and fox stoles. That's cold for California. Amen. And so we give God praise. Abigail said something earlier that was so funny. She said, "You know, we are allowed to get sick. It's winter, and people catch colds in the winter."
Yeah.
Okay. And so if you somewhere where it's cold and they've been catching colds wherever you live for the last 3,000 years and then you get a cold, don't call it the COVID.
Amen.
Call it a cold. Go to Rexall, Rite Aid, Walgreens, Kmart, wherever you go, get you some Alka-Seltzer Plus, some Theraflu, some Triminic, get you a couple of gallons of orange juice, and sit your happy tail down for 2 or 3 days, anoint yourself and pray, and call it a day.
Yeah.
Amen. Every sneeze ain't a COVID sneeze.
Amen.
Okay, every time somebody coughs, don't mean they got the heebie-jeebies. It's winter. They might just be sick because it's cold.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, maybe it hasn't been quite a year yet since this COVID thing has started. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some real stuff going on. And there's some real sickness. There's some real illness. And there's some real phony stuff going on. There's some real hype going on, too. So you need to pray and ask God to distinguish what's real and what's not. Instead of following Fox, follow Christ. Ask him, "Lord, show me, reveal to me what's real and what's not. What should I be concerned about? What should I let go?" Speak to my, ask your God. He'll talk if you ask him.
Amen.
He said, "My people err for the lack of knowledge." And just because if you have a lack of knowledge, don't go to the world.
Yes.
You go to God. If you have a lack of knowledge, go to God. And God, who knows better how to fix a Ford than the people that created the Ford?
Amen.
Right? You don't take your Ford to the Chrysler dealer and say, "I got a problem, fix it." I mean, they might do something to it, but why not take it to the one that actually made the car?
Yeah.
Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Since God is our creator, since he knows better about whatever's going on, he knows way more about what's going on than you'll ever know. If you've got a problem or a question, it's best to take it to our creator. If you're going to get the right answer, it's the only place you're going to get it. Amen?
Amen.
Also, next Sunday, second Sunday, communion. Okay, so just be prepared for communion. Amen. Also, Minister Lloyd will be taking over the online children's online Bible study, which is on Saturdays. It's like a Sunday school, but it's for the children for like 10, 11 and under. And so if they can talk and read a little bit, they ain't even got to read a lot, just a little bit, and they can talk. They're invited, and we're going to have it online so all of our members will be, all of our children will be able, whether they are actually members of the house or not. If you want your child to be in a Sunday school on a Saturday morning, we're fixing it, we're preparing it so we can open it up to everyone that wants it.
Amen.
Amen. And so just another service that the Lord is providing through this house. Amen. Also, Mother Brenda was handling the one-on-one prayer. Okay, when people just needed to talk and have somebody to pray with them one-on-one, and she was known all over. People from everywhere was called. She was known all over. So we now, Lisa has now agreed to do that, which is an incredible prayer warrior. She is dynamic. She prays like I pray up here on Sunday. Is that fair to say? And so if you still need someone to talk to you and pray with you one-on-one, we have a soldier that is prepared to do that now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And so don't, God always has somebody prepared to take over when he calls somebody home.
Mm-hmm.
When things change, God has never left empty handed. God is always prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm telling you, this is a prayer warrior. This is a prayer warrior's prayer warrior. So if you need that, contact us. I'm gonna have Janelle, and Janelle's back from the hospital. Amen. And she should be back online, hopefully yesterday or today, she'll be back online. And so contact Janelle and she'll let us know. Now, if you want your children to participate in the online Bible study, which is on Saturday mornings, like around 10 o'clock Pacific time, email me. I don't have an email address specifically for it yet.
There are two age groups.
Say it again, baby.
There's two age groups.
Is Mother Naira still doing that?
Yeah, absolutely is.
Is she? Oh, well, praise the Lord. Really? Okay, so check this out. Thank you, Pastor Drea. Check this out.
Amen.
We have two Sunday school groups. Yes. I forgot about Mother Naira. Yes. Mother Naira takes our teens and young adults. And she is a teacher's teacher. This woman knows her stuff. She knows her stuff, sure enough. And she will teach. She's been teaching at this house about almost 10 years.
Yeah.
About 10 years. She teaches the teens and the young adults. She's doing that now. And it's online now. So if you want your teen or young adult, or you're interested in Bible, hers is on Saturdays too. Saturday mornings. Her study is also on Saturday mornings.
Yes, it is.
I don't remember what time, but... 9:30?
Yeah.
Okay, so at 9:30 Pacific Standard Time, Mother Naira teaches the Bible study for teens and young adults. She is phenomenal. Now, if you're interested in either one of these, send me an email, s4ctroops@aol.com, and just in the script or the reference, just put Sunday school, teens Sunday school, or children's Sunday school, and I will direct you where you need to be.
Amen.
And this is something that we're offering to you. Don't have to be a member of this house. You just have to want to know about God.
Amen.
It doesn't matter where you live. If you have internet connection, you're welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Also, we're having memorial service for Mother Brenda on Tuesday. Okay, that's day after tomorrow.
At
12 noon Pacific time. And we're going to live stream a portion of it, probably about 30 or so minutes of it, what Pastor Sandy is speaking. And, you know, just because members around the world know her. Members around the world know her. And they want to pay their respects to her. Amen. You got something you want to?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Please, please, please. It is a time of COVID. This is a walk-through service. Have that in your mind. It's not a sit-down service like you would normally see.
Mm-hmm.
We will have a slideshow. We will have a memory table of things that meant a lot to her. And Pastor Sandy, we will record Pastor Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be something you could go back to. But just have in your heart and mind that this is a walkthrough service. And you must have your mask on.
Mm-hmm.
You must have washed your hands and be ready to be safe.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's very important during this time. We'd love to see you. But we also need to be responsible.
Amen.
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 We all love and adore her, so we wanted to do something to honor her. This is it. Amen.
Amen. And also, Pastor, about the people that want to send flowers or whatever,
yes.
Whatever.
Please, in lieu of flowers, send it to www.olivecrest.com. In the, I want to say, the right-hand corner, there's a donation box. You hit the donation box. And you want to put in care of Brenda Yates with a Y, Y-A-T-E-S. So that's in lieu of flowers. If you guys could just donate. She had a love for children.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why we chose this organization. And you just want to say in care of that we're donating through in honor of Brenda Gates.
Yates.
I just said it wrong.
That's
Yates,
okay.
Yates. Amen.
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 Amen. And it's www.olivecrest.com. And it is in care of Brenda Yates.
Yes.
Y-A-T-E-S. Whatever you choose. You don't have to bring anything to the church and try to help the families and all that stuff. Bless you, though. What you do for the church is wonderful. But this is something that was near and dear. Mother Brenda was also, she was a special ed teacher for special needs children for many, 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 many years. And so she loved children. She was grandmother. She was, or as she would say, granny to everybody. Anybody, she was everybody's granny, and that was her passion. And so if you would like to do something in memory of her, www.olivecrest.com in care of Brenda Yates. Whatever, however large or small your donation is, it will all be appreciated. Amen? And that will be, on God willing, that will be on Tuesday. So, it'll be live. It'll be just a few minutes, and you can go back and look at it, because we wanted to remember her and respect those that want to give their respects. Amen. All right. So I would like to pray for all of those that have not. The world is behaving exactly the way God told us it was going to behave. The world is doing exactly what God has been ministering to us for years, what it was going to do. It's out of order. It does not respect God. It does not love God. It does not want God. The enemy is setting up for the 7-year tribulation. All these things are going on right in front of your face. If you don't see it, the problem is not with God. The problem is with you. You must understand that God cannot lie. All these things that God said will and have happened. And so we need to keep pressing in. Don't let what the enemy is trying to do scare you off. Don't let what the enemy is trying to do weaken you. Don't let what the enemy is trying to do make you distrust or disbelieve God. Everything God spoke is true. Everything God said would happen is happening. Everything that God said would happen to this point has happened. The Bible tells us God cannot lie. God will not lie, and he's not going to dishonor his word. God is going to do what he said he's going to do, and he's going to be exactly who he said he is. It is your job to trust. The Bible says this is a faith walk. You must trust this. You have to believe. This is by faith. Not by sight, by faith. Your faith has to be strong enough to endure whatever you read in the newspapers. I don't even know if they read newspapers anymore. Or whatever you read online, or whatever you see on TV or online. Your faith has to be stronger than the publicity and the propaganda that the world is putting out. You have to be strong. You have to allow the Holy Spirit in you to keep you strong. The Bible says be quick to hear, but slow to speak. Don't be speaking stuff into your atmosphere that God has not spoken to you. Don't be speaking sickness into your atmosphere. Don't be speaking doubt. Don't speak discouraging words. Don't speak negativity into your life. And here's another good thing. Don't let other people speak it into your life. Not only should you not be doing it, you should not allow other people to be doing it. Other people that always got something negative to say, people that don't have anything encouraging to say, you need to distance yourself from those people. Because you need to tell them, look, that's not what my Bible says. Hi, Reuben. That's not what my Bible says. I disagree. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. But please don't come and spew that into my house. It's like people cursing all the time, and then you're going to have your kids sitting right in front of them while they're cursing and drinking. You're going to kill those kids. You don't bring that kind of stuff into your atmosphere. If people don't trust God and they don't want to believe God, they'd rather believe what's going on in the news than what's going on in the scripture. That's their option. That's their right. If that's how they want to live their life, let them. But don't let them bring that junk into your house. Don't let them spew that poison into your atmosphere. Don't let them do it. You should not allow people to come into your atmosphere where you are and just talk all kind of smack about your God. Amen. Where's God now? I thought God was going to do this. I thought God is doing everything he said. You just not paying attention. Amen. God has not changed. God is doing everything God said. Oh, I'm trying to help believers to continue to believe. It's okay to get a cold. It's okay to get a cold. Wash your hands, drink some orange juice, get some Theraflu, sneeze and snot for a couple of days, and go about your business. It's people been getting colds ever since there have been people. It's not new now. They got a cold. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, shut up. drama mama. Just stop it.
Amen.
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 Did you do that 10 years ago when you got a cold? You said, no, go on, stop sneezing around me and go on and get something. Get some Vicks and slather. You know, that stuff still works.
Yes, it does.
I'm not saying people don't have COVID. I'm not saying all this other stuff. All I'm saying is that you need to know the difference. And you need to know who to trust. Amen. If your governor is anything like our governor, you can't trust him. Okay? You need to trust God. God. Amen. All right. Well, I was getting ready to pray for those people that for the people that still don't know God. Still are unsure whether or not this is the God that they want. Oh. Still walking in doubt. Still weak when it comes to faith. Still not, let me tell you, this is the final boarding call. This is the opportunity that God has given us to get it right. This is a dispensation of grace. Grace is not more time for you to keep messing up. Grace is for you to get it right. Grace is, the time of grace is not for you to keep, I wonder. Grace is the time for you to choose whom you will serve, and it better be God. Grace is an opportunity for you to get it right. The Bible says tomorrow is not promised. I'll do it tomorrow. How you know? Mm-hmm. I'll do it later. How you know you're going to do it later? I'll do it when I get a chance. You may never, ever get another chance. People dying in car accidents, people still shooting folks. I know you don't believe that because all you hear is COVID, but people still getting shot. People still have AIDS. People still have cancer. People still have all these different things. People have heart attacks still. People, other things are going on except what they're imposing. Other things are still happening. Nothing else has stopped. It's just that they have bombarded the people with this so much for so long, they've forgotten about everything else. And then if you keep people away from church long enough, they'll think not going to church is normal. Mm-hmm. They'll think not going to church is okay because we got the COVID, but you're still going to work. Mm-hmm. You're still going to the grocery store. You're still going shopping. You're still filling up your tank with gas. You're still going outside cutting the grass. Everything else is okay, but I can't go to church because we got the COVID. And it just, in my personal opinion, it just shows where your loyalties really are. Because all some people were looking for was an excuse not to go. An excuse not to do. An excuse not to be there. But if you go to the beach and it's COVID on the beach, you go to the park, don't have COVID at the park. Yeah, you follow what I'm saying? It's what you choose to do. I mean, I know some churches are, it's a tangled mess, and that's the way the enemy likes it. Keep it tangled and confusing so you don't know what way to go. But all I'm saying is this. If you can go everywhere else and your church is still allowing people to come in, and you can go everywhere else except there, you may have fallen for the plan of the enemy. That's all I'm saying. That's all. Pastor, am I saying this right? Everything else is okay. Ralph is okay. The bars never stopped. I don't think the bars closed. Did the bars close? Well, some of them are still open. The liquor store ain't closed. The bar might be closed, but the liquor store ain't closed. And I'm sure their sales ain't went down at all. Amen. And it's okay to go there. But I can't step foot in the building where we have church because that's COVID territory. It's just whatever you want to do. Whatever you deem important, that's what you do.
Amen.
Amen. But one day, you're going to have to give an account for all the decisions you made that were important to you. How do you say that? God was not a part of the plan that was most important. I still didn't say that right. How can I say that? One day, God, you're gonna have to confess to God why He wasn't as important to you as everything else was.
Yes.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. One day, you're gonna have to confess because He already knows. but you're going to have to confess, because the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you're going to have to give an account of why everything else was more important to you than what he wanted for your life. Amen. I don't want to be caught in that. I don't want to be caught in that. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every person that believes, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. We lift up the Olivers who are experiencing the cold and the flu in their home. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. Every believer that's fighting, not struggling, but those that are also struggling, but every believer that's fighting to stand and be counted in the name of Jesus. We're praying every believer that has decided, I am saying yes to God, no matter what happens, no matter what people say, my decision is yes. No matter what the enemy does, my choice is God. My decision is yes. I'm going to move forward in the name of Jesus. If I stop, let God stop me. I'm going to move forward until God says different. For every person that wants to believe that they are standing in, that they are doing what God has commanded them to do, Father, we're praying for those children, for those people, for those believers, for those soldiers that are saying yes to God. For those that are saying yes to God. And if there is any sin among them, among us, remove it in the name of Jesus. Cleanse our hearts and our minds so that we will be lifted up, so that we will be what you have called and created us to be, so that we will be strong and mighty in you. For greater is he that is in us than anything that is in the world. We bless you because we understand that you are God. We will not stop and we will not quit, and we will see this through because you have commanded this in the name of Jesus. And we bless every person that says yes to God. Every person that says, I'm going to fight the good fight. Every person that says, I am a believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ. For every person that says, yes, Lord. Not today, enemy. Not today, Satan. Yes, Lord. For every person that says yes, we stand in agreement with them. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, baby, who we got? Leslie's going to read for me today. My wife is getting over a three-day cold. Not a COVID, but a cold. You know how I know? Because I bought her Alka-Seltzer Plus. She's been taking it for 2 days and orange juice, and she's doing way better.
Amen.
And so she's getting over the last day or so of her cold.
Amen.
And she'll be back.
There you go.
Hello. And I have nothing. I have no Hebes or Jeebies. I'm straight. Okay. Amen. All right, Leslie, what you got? All come right. On over here, girl.
We have Francis praying for, requesting prayer for her sister Jen.
Okay.
In the hospital on a ventilator.
Oh, my goodness. Francis, whose sister's in the hospital on a ventilator. Mm-hmm. Wow. Francis. If you can, and there was someone that sent us a picture when we were in prayer service last Sunday, and the cats were sitting on the bed, tuned in to the prayer. Blew my mind. I thought it was crazy. The cats were sitting there. It's like they were listening. It was like they were participating. They were sitting there. I'm like, this is too awesome. Amen. For every person that's listening, for every person, we want to pray for Francis.
Jen.
We want to pray for Jan. And her sister's in the hospital.
Her sister Jan is in the hospital.
We want to pray for Jan. Whew, Lord. Pastor Nadria, can you anoint my hands with some oil? In the hospital on the ventilator.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Misi et almion. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we have a soldier on a ventilator. We're praying. I believe we have some soldiers in many places under medical care for ventilators and things of that nature. Father, I know you are able to heal and deliver. If you can, I need you to stand up with us as we pray for our soldiers that are under medical care.
Okay.
Michelle Odrisium. Father, you are more than able. God. Amen. Somebody have the children come in here and sit down. We don't want them all over the place. That soldier, those soldiers that are in hospitals, on ventilators, on medical care, Monsieur Olabiasan, in quarantine, those soldiers, Jesus, those soldiers, we're praying for their immediate recovery. We're praying that you will deliver them. The pastors that are in Hawaii, that are still under medical care, Pastor Tony and the families that have lost another minister of the gospel. We're praying. Father, this is the last. I'm not a football guy, but I think this is what they call the last down.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
This is it. This is it. We're in play. This is the time to burrow into God. This is the time to submerge yourself into God. This is the time to put yourself completely in God. This is the time. Because the enemy is not letting up and they're not stopping. But neither are we. For greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. And I'm not going to let some demonic cast down demon cause me to lose my eternal salvation with the Most High God. If he was all that, he'd still be in heaven. If he was all powerful, he wouldn't be set up to be cast into hell when this is all over. If he was all that, he would not be getting his neck crushed by the king when it's all over. If he was all of that, he would be telling God what to do. But he's not all that. You just make him all that.
Amen.
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 The Bible says greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. The power is in us, not the enemy. Stop giving him more authority than he has. Do you know a lot of time the enemy doesn't even have to do anything to us because we're too busy doing it to ourselves.
Amen.
He don't have to curse us. Your own mouth curse you. I ain't never going to have nothing. I'm going to always be sick. I'm a this, I'm a that. And guess what? You never have anything. You're always sick. You never this, you never that. Why? Because you keep speaking that into your own atmosphere. You keep spewing your poison, that poison in your, you keep doing it because you don't trust God enough. Listen, you talk to God, Father, whatever your perfect will is for my life. That's what I'm claiming in the name of Jesus. I don't claim sickness because it's not mine. I got this. I got that. No, I'm being bothered by this and I'm being bothered by that. But in the name of Jesus, this too shall pass. That's how I pray. Oh, I got this. No, I got that. This is bothering me again. I'm not owning it. It's not mine. When you start owning it, it starts looking just like you. You know what they used to tell the daddies back in the day? Hey, Chrissy. They used to tell the fathers back in the day when they go to the court trying to tell the judge that the child ain't his. The judge said, you feed him long enough, he'll look just like you. Go on where you're going.
That's right.
You keep claiming stuff long enough, it's going to look just like you. And next thing you know, it really will be you. Right? You feed it long enough, it's going to look just like you. You keep claiming that's poison long enough, it's going to be just like you. And then you really will have it. I'm not saying you get shot by a gun. You get shot. I ain't shot. Now, don't be stupid. I ain't bleeding. Give me another Band-Aid. I'm not talking about that. I mean, have some, good Lord, have some sense. Don't be ignorant all your life. Have a little sense. You should know. Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just, you know, because some people just take it to the limit. They just go on over. But it's like, look, you just make people look bad. What I'm saying is this. If that, you need to ask God, is this your will for my life? Because if it's not, I'm not claiming it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If this is not what you have spoken over me, Lord, I'm not speaking it either.
That's right.
Amen. Now, if you got a cold, you don't have to. I refuse. I ain't got no cold. Yeah, you do, because I see the snot running out your nose. Go blow, take some stuff, and go on home.
Amen.
See? Amen. Yeah. Now, if you got, if stuff running out your nose, you got something.
Yeah.
But you ain't got to keep it.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
God wants you to be, he wants you to be a reflection of him. Amen? Mm-hmm. God only speaks things that actually are. He speaks truth. He wants you to speak truth over you. He wants you to speak truth over your life. Stop letting other people put words in your mouth. God has already spoken to you. He's already spoken to your heart. Speak what God is speaking about you. God says you're victorious. I'm victorious. Well, I don't have any money. It don't mean I ain't victorious. It just mean I ain't cashed my check yet. I ain't been to the bank yet. I'm still waiting, but God says I'm victorious. I'm victorious. Does that make sense? God says I am healed, then I am healed. Amen? Every person that's dealing, that baby that's in the respirator, those children that are in need, those families that are hurting, I'm praying for those families. Oh, my list. Baby, just read the names in red. You don't have to read the request, just the name. This is our prayer list from the chat rooms from last week. And listen, did Mother Niera send any prayers over? Yes, she did. Listen, still email us your prayers. Those prayers, these are just the prayers from the chat room from the week before. But the prayers that you send to S4C Praying, S4C Praying With You, Yeah. Well, y'all know what it is. Keep those coming in because we're still praying too. Okay. All right. So read those names off, baby. The header.
Jennifer Elijah.
Jennifer Britt.
Jennifer Britt, Elijah Hanavi.
Uh-huh.
Christina Jerisa Perez, Samuel Garcia Bettle.
I wish my tongue rolled like that. Did you hear?
Erica Rody, Mark Suave, Del 10K Rejoicing. Sparta 23, Annette Quintana, Melina Blaucho, DS, Joy Rayan, Katrina Wright, Miss Brandy 76, Child of God, Daughter of the Most High God, Catherine Elijah, Ronnie Spraggins, Nicola Godspill, Reno Tooper, Shirley B. Thomas.
Amen. Those are the prayers from the chat room from last week. Asia's not here, but Nathan's on the keyboard today. Okay, so send it in. Amen. So we can be praying for you through the week. Amen. I did pray for the young lady with the in the hospital respirator, right? Okay.
For a week and we did the three prayers.
Oh, the 3-day prayer.
Yeah.
Do you remember who that was for?
It was for Jennifer.
It was for Jennifer?
It was for the baby.
Oh.
It was also for Dan.
Pastor, come here, because they can't hear you.
Okay,
say it again.
It was for Jennifer and the baby, the 18-month, the 3-day prayer assignment.
Yeah.
We also included Dan with the struggles with sin and just being in a repentant heart.
Mm-hmm.
And we also prayed for Petro.
Petra. In Sweden.
In Sweden with her family.
Yes.
Different religions. So we pray that they understand the truth.
Yes. Amen. We are constantly, somebody is constantly praying for the people. Somebody's constantly praying. That's what we want. A church constantly in prayer. A church constantly praying for others. That's what God wants. That's part of our job, is to pray and to hold up others that are not in position or that need help praying for themselves and for each other. Amen?
Amen.
All right, Leslie, come on over here. Give me some names. Give me what you got.
So we have Monica that needs healing for an infection in her mouth.
Amen.
Also safety, peace, and protection over her family.
Amen. Monica, we're going to be praying for Monica. Monica, I don't know if you have any oil or not. Listen, Minister Tahira and I were talking last week, and she made a wonderful point. We have oils and tallits and Bibles, and we're going to be talking to you, Pastor Andrea, because we want to do like a little mini commercial before each prayer to remind people that if they need things from us, that we have it for them. Because Radha is just sitting in her office.
Oh,
just waiting to be sent out. Okay. But people aren't, because we only mention it in passing when I'm here.
Yeah.
But she made an incredible point. She said, we have all these resources for all the members that we don't charge anything that we want, and we'll send it anywhere. And we want the members to know that we have resources, prayer to leads and oil. We have Minister Rankin, show them that mask. We have, amen, we have salt masks that we're sending out for believers, because you can be obeying all and ministering at the same time, that we send out for the members. We have masks, we have tallits, we have oil, we have Bibles, we have, Pastor Drea, give me that. It's in a blue folder right up there, right? There you go. Just one of them. We have these for people that are unsure who God is. It's just the basic ABCs of the Bible, basic instruction before leaving earth. Whoever came up with that, whoever the Lord gave that to, that's awesome. It just gives you the 1, 2, 3s, the basics about who your God is and who you serve. It's awesome. It's yours. We're not selling anything. And I think that scares people. You know, what's the catch? The catch is you got to ask for it. That's the catch. That's the catch. You got to ask for it. The Lord don't tell us, don't give us your address and your full first and last name and tell us where. He don't do that. You're going to have to take part in this some kind of way. And your part is to ask. Well, I don't have anything to send. We didn't ask you for anything to send. We ask you to ask us. Listen, I don't know when the Lord's going to snatch us up, but it's going to be without warning. And it's going to be any moment. And it's going to be whenever he says so. I want to be found doing when he calls.
Amen.
I want the Lord to hear me telling people, come and get it. It's yours. I want the Lord to hear us praying for people. I want the Lord to hear us claiming their victory. I want to make sure that we are marching when he calls. I don't want to be somewhere taking a cigarette break behind the oak tree in the bushes. I want to be somewhere working. So when he snatched me up, one foot up and one foot, I want to be like this when he called.
Amen.
That's what I want to be. Oh, I want to be on the move.
Amen.
When he snatched us up, all I want to see is just there he was. That's my goal. And so my plan is not to stop until it's over.
Amen.
Don't let these opportunities pass you by. And even if it's not for you, I know you know somebody that needs Jesus. I don't think there's a person on the planet that don't know one somebody that don't need Jesus. I know you know somebody. And you don't have to keep it for yourself. Give it to your kids. Amen? All right. Come on, baby. And so for her, what does she
have? Has an infection
in her mouth.
And safety and protection over her family.
So how that all got started was, I want to ask her if you have any oil. Because if you have any blessed oil, if you don't have any, we have plenty. We can send you a bottle. A little oil. Put it wherever, whatever. Lay hands. Do you know you can pray for you?
Yeah.
You know you can pray for yourself? You don't have to wait until Sunday or Wednesday night, you know, or Saturday or whenever you have service and have somebody, oh, I want the pastor to lay a special hand and a special prayer for me. I hate that when people say, can you pray a special prayer? Every prayer is special. Every time I hit my knees, or every time I raise my hands, or every time I open my mouth and I ask the Lord for something, that's a special request.
Amen.
Every prayer is special. You can pray over you. It's wonderful to have people praying with you, but you can pray for you. You can pray for you. And so you can lay hands on whatever, and you don't have to have that. It's just that we believe in that, and the Bible speaks of that. But if you don't have it, you can still do it and pray, lay hands on you and say, Lord, whatever your desire is for my life, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Chrissy, it's you can't be cold. I mean, you can't be hot. Oh, Lord, help us. Something is wrong with that woman. Amen. And homie in here with sandals and some shirts on. That's all right with me. Amen. And I'm all in this three-piece suit ready to come out of. Mm-hmm. You can lay hands on yourself and you shall recover. Amen.
Amen.
You can do that, but we're going to pray. We're going to pray for healing of her house.
Yeah.
Healing, because do you know sometimes if your house is out of order, it can bring disorder and sickness?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that if you are allowing everybody and their mama to come in there and treat your house like it's their house, and they drop off little things like, you know, mice drop stuff off,
mm-hmm.
depositing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open the door, they run off.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff's still there.
Yeah.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? But
yeah.
the little goodies that they left you, they still there.
Yeah.
And they may be in an and they may be in a place where you don't actually see it.
Yeah.
But it's there.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You can't let everything and everybody in your house, around your kids, in your atmosphere, and then you wonder, what is going on? Why am I always sick? Why am I nightmares jumping off mountains and falling off bridges? And I don't know what's going on with me. And because you got little droppings are hidden around your house that you need to get out.
Amen.
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 Well, you're just nasty. Well, that's why I'm happy, free, and joyful, and you in the mess you in. That's why the Lord has supplied my every need according to his riches and glory, and you not. I know some of the stuff we say sound crazy. Pastor Nicole said that. Doesn't matter. Go dip in the dirtiest sea in the city. Just dip in it three times. Just go on it. The nastiest place you want me to go dip. Yep. Did it and was healed.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of the stuff don't make sense to you, but you didn't write the scripture. You're not in heaven. You're not God. You don't know. And so if God say do it, I don't question him. I ask him, what time I got to be there? How long you want me? Where is that show? I'm going to run, Lord. You just point me in the right direction.
Yeah.
I don't care why he want me to do it. The fact that he wants me to do it
yeah.
is good enough.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I feel like preaching now.
Amen.
Ooh, I feel like, am I right?
Yeah.
I don't care why God told me to stand on one leg and jump around in circles. I don't care. I don't ask him why, because I don't care. Because if he told me to do it, God is not going to waste his time telling me to do something that does not matter. And if God spoke it, there must be a reason for it. He'll tell me when I meet him. I don't care why he wants me to do it. I'm just happy he's talking to me.
Amen.
I'm just happy he knows I'm here. I'm just happy he's like, oh, let me tell you something. Me? Yeah, what you want? I'm just glad that he acknowledges my existence.
Amen.
So to question whatever he says to me, in my opinion, that's a fool. But that's just me. So make sure that you are protecting your home. Make sure that you're not allowing people. Now, sometimes you can't, it's not up to you who all can come in and out of your place. It's not completely or solely up to you. However, whatever authority you have in the name of Jesus, you should be using it.
Yes.
Amen. Father, I don't have any control over this, but I condemn that in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you will get those spirits out of my, y'all understand?
Amen.
Amen. And son, whoever's parked there, tell me they can't leave the car there because he's coming. You need to pray that God will sanctify your house. What does that mean? Sanctify means to separate your house for the service of God. When he says to sanctify yourself, set yourself aside for the purpose of God. That's what sanctifying means. Sanctify, setting yourself apart for God's purpose. Your house should be set aside for God's purpose. Your car, your money should be set aside for God's purpose. God! Your life should be set aside for God's purpose. You can't stay here. Do not move. For God's purpose. Because listen, you belong to God. You are a member of the kingdom. Everything about you belongs to God. When an ambassador is dispatched to a different place or dispatched somewhere for the kingship or for the land that he lives in, everything about that ambassador is property of who sent him. Right? Anybody agree?
Amen.
You are the property of God. So everything that God blessed you with is the property of God. You should have God's permission to do whatever it is you're doing with whatever you have that God has given you. We give our kids money. And they can do whatever they want as long as they run it by us.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going out buying no porno books with the money I gave you. You ain't going out buying no skirts slit up to your navel with no money I give you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You ain't going out buying no 40s with anything I'm providing. Right? But now if you want to go buy some stuff that I'm okay with, then we cool. Go do what you got to do. But you're not buying nothing to disgrace this house with something that I gave you. That's not happening. God is the same way. I'm not going to bless you to make me look bad. I'm not going to bless you so that you can stay in sin. I'm not going to bless you so that you can keep doing what you want to do. And when I have something for you to do, you ain't got nothing to do it with. He's not, God don't roll like that. Amen. Amen. And so I'm praying for this house and every house that belongs to God that claim, y'all sit down and be quiet, for every house that claims victory in Christ, for every house that belongs to the Lord, I'm praying for that house. And that anything that the enemy has dropped in your house, that you are praying that God will remove anything in that atmosphere that is not like you. Amen. 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 What you got?
So we're going with Monica.
Monica.
It's a miracle from bone marrow.
Is not bone marrow.
Producing red blood cells. Underlying issue may be B cell lymphoma.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Wow, that's deep. That's deep, especially the bone marrow. That's because they do bone marrow transplants too. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, when people have sickle cell and they do bone marrow transplant, that's prevalent in Black culture, sickle cell anemia and sickle cell traits, and they do bone. And from what I understand, that's no joke. I mean, that's extremely excruciating pain. So I can imagine that would be on the level, something like this. So we're praying for them. We're praying for them. What's her name?
Her name is Monica.
Monica. We're praying for Monica and people and other people that are dealing with things like Monica. That's whenever you, oh God, you need a miracle. I agree. But check this out. We serve the God of miracles. We serve the God, not a God of miracles. We serve, that's a salt shirt. Amen. We serve the God of miracles. Our God can do anything but fail. I need you kids to be quiet. Hey, I need you kids to be quiet while we're praying. We serve the God that cannot fail. We serve the God that has the answer to every prayer. We serve the God that created the heavens and the earth. We serve the God, who is responsible for all creation. Everything that is and everything that has been and anything that can be is because of our God. Without our God, nothing that is could be or will be. Our God. Our God. Amen? We serve the God of healing, the God of deliverance, the God of power, the God of peace, the God of joy, that God. That's the God we serve. And so if a miracle is what you need, then our prayers are for you to receive a miracle from God. I need somebody to say yes.
Amen.
Don't y'all believe that he's a miracle worker? Don't y'all believe that he can do it? Yeah. Don't y'all believe that he is the God of change? God can do this. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for that daughter that is in need of a miracle, and for every believer that is in need of a miracle, a change in their lives, a change in their atmosphere, a change in what's going on with their body, Father, I know for a fact that you are the God of healing, the God of deliverance, and the God of change. You can change the diagnosis from the doctor. You can change God. You can change what the enemy is trying to do to our believers. You can change anything that is not like you and make it like you. You can change the course of the actions of the blood cells or the bone marrow. You can change it so where it is doing what you created it to do. You can do it! Because I know that you are the God of change, the God of healing, and the God of miracles. You are the God of all. And Father, lift up their spirits and encourage them. Help them to see that you truly are God. And not just, what's her name again?
Monica.
Not just Monica, but every person that's dealing with things like Monica. Every person that's dealing with things like them. You are able to heal. So Lord, we are praying for healing and deliverance for those that need healing and deliverance. We don't want to forget about Robert Violet. We're praying for healing and deliverance. The Searcy family. Listen, there's so many families that have been with us for years. I can't remember all the names because if you've been with me for a little while, you know that's not my thing. But for every but for every believer, those are just the names that came to mind. Octavia in Texas, and our families in Hawaii and their families, and we have families in Germany and Japan and Russia, and someone from North Korea,
Hong Kong.
My little pea brain can't hold all of that. Okay, so when I say our global family, just know that we're talking about you. Amen. And we're praying this prayer for our global family. Amen. What you got, baby? That was it? Okay. Do we have any prayers in the chat room? Yes. Okay. So Pastor Drea, get me some prayers from the chat room. Good morning, soldier. Good morning. Amen. I want you to understand that God is still on the throne. God is still God. They're getting some prayers from the chat room now. So just hold on for a little bit. God is still on the throne. God is still moving on our behalf. God is still making things happen. You need to understand that in these last moments that we're living in, God is just as, for lack of a better word, the power of God is just as potent now as it was when he started. Don't think because you're tired and wore out that the power of God has diminished, because it has not. The power of God, the word of God, is just as strong and powerful now as it ever has been. Your prayers to God, the Bible says the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man, not man, me, male, but man, mankind, those that belong to God. The effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous male, righteous man availeth much. God, when you're crying out from your belly and you're calling on the name of the Lord and you're pouring out from your heart, God hears that. If you are a believer, if your life is solely based on God's will and you're praying from your heart, you're praying from your soul, you're praying from your spirit, God is listening. God is paying attention. He said the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. It means a lot to God when you are pouring out to God from your inner man, when you're pouring everything you have out to God. God listens. It's important to God. When my children come to me and they're like, Dad, I gotta talk. This is, I'm listening. I'm like, okay. What's up? Talk to me. Okay, I'll handle that. What's the problem? I got it. That's what God is. God's like, that important to you? I got it. Don't worry about it. I got it. God's got it. God. That's what it means. Go. We think heaven is quarantined for 3 weeks because of COVID. That's where we act. We think, well, God can't hear anything now because you know what the governor said. You know what the president said, so God's not there. God doesn't pay attention to that foolishness. You do. Amen. God is not affected by the foolishness of this world. You allow it to affect you. I was talking to Abigail. I don't listen to the news. I said, my wife sees some stuff when she's working and she goes online and she sees some news headlines that's important to share. I said, Pastor Sandy, he run across some things and he sees something when he come to church, he share. I said, that's all the news I get. Because I'm not going to let them poison me. I'm not going to let them rip me apart. I'm not going to let them rip. I'm not going to allow them and their demonic will to interfere with my relationship with God. Because my relationship with God does not only affect me, but it affects you. Right? Because the prayers that we're praying, my life in Christ is not just about me. It's about the people that look for me for. Do y'all follow what I'm saying? So if I stop, who am I in, whose walk am I disrupting? If I stop praying, whose life am I causing to be cut short? If I stop believing, who else is going to stop believing because I stop believing? Amen? A lot of us think our lives are just ours. That's not true. You don't know who's watching you. You don't know who's governing their steps based on what they've learned from you. You don't know who's banking on your relationship with God to help pull them out of the mud. You don't know. And so you think it's all about you. It's all about you. It's not all about you. They're children watching you. They're relatives watching. They're neighbors watching you. There are people watching you, and you have to stand strong for God because it's not just about you. It's not just about you. But you make it about you because we're in a self-centered environment where everything is about selfie and everything is about my channel and everything is about what I do and what I got. And that's not God. That is not how God operates. It is not about you. It is about the will of God. It is about the work of God. It's not about you. And when you make it about you, you interfere with God's plan for your life. Stop thinking everything that happens is because of me. Job didn't do any causing any of that to happen. It happened because God wanted to brag on him. Mm-hmm. He said, have you considered my servant Job? Mm-hmm. He didn't cause any of that to happen. He was a man after God's own heart. He loved God. He didn't cause any of that to happen. But God wanted to brag on Job. And because of what God wanted, Job had to go through. At first, he didn't get it. He didn't understand. He's human. How could he? But after a while, he caught on. Just because you're going through something don't mean you've done something. Mm-hmm. Maybe God wants to brag on you. Maybe God is answering a prayer that you had about, I want to be an example for others. Maybe God is allowing you to be an example for somebody else. How do you know God is a healer if you've never been sick and needed healing? How do you know God is a deliverer if you've never been in a position where you needed to be delivered and only God could do it? How do you know God is a provider if all you got to do is write a check and answer your own prayer? How do you know God can do this if you don't experience it for yourself? Amen? You think everything is about you and God is in heaven. It's like, you still don't get it. He's just shaking his head. He's like, you still don't get it. You think I created all this just for you. God created all this because God had a plan. God created all this because he had a purpose. And God is seeing his purpose through. You want to be a part of the plan or part of the problem? That's on you. God's got a place for each one of us. Whatever side you choose, there's a home for you. It just depends on where you want to go. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. Because everybody that's a part of the problem, at the very end of it all, you're going to be in hell, which will be plucked up and cast into a lake of fire, which will be cast into outer darkness. Amen. That's a trinity. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a trinity? Cast into hell, which is plucked up and cast into a lake of fire, which is cast into outer darkness. That's a trinity to me.
Misery trinity.
A misery trinity. Who wants to be a part of that? But that's what's happening if you choose not to serve God. You're just trying to scare me, if that works. But we found out that fear don't cause people to stay with God. They may run to God for a minute. Is he gone? Yeah. Okay. And they write back. Because the fear didn't change the heart. It just scared them. But the heart was still the same. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, Pastor Sandy is rolling up. Well, I recognize the glare on that car. Amen. I want you to understand this. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. If you're sick, you can ask God for healing. Ask the Lord, whatever your perfect will for my life, let it be so in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then start rejoicing, knowing that God's perfect will be done. Mm-hmm. Whatever his will is. Now, you can't ask God, let your perfect will be done, Lord, as long as it's this. You can have anything you want as long as you can have any color you want as long as it's black. Yeah, you can't come to God with strings. God don't need, who are you? God, you can do anything you want to do. Just run it by me first. God don't work like that. He don't work like that. He don't. Lord, have your perfect way. And then get to shouting. Because I know the Lord's been to have his perfect way, whatever that way is. Whatever it is. Whether it's a Rolls Royce or a bus pass, I just need to get there. Amen? All right, let's pray. Wherever you are, whenever you hear this message, whenever you get a chance, don't stop in the middle of the street and raise your hands and light changing and everybody blowing at you. You know, if you can, pull over. But don't, whenever you can, I need you to stand with me and raise your hands. And if your cats are watching, tell them to raise their ears. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you, for you are worthy of all praises and you are mighty. And we know that the greatness and the power, God, is with you. We know that the joy and the understanding is with you. And we know that there is nothing the enemy can do without your permission. And I ask right now in your perfect name, in your awesome, mighty name, that your will be done for all of your people, those that are asking for healing, those that are asking for deliverance, those that are asking for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Whatever your people need, we are praying that you would give it to them according to your will for their life. And we shall rejoice at whatever your choice is for your people, because we belong to you and to no other. We bless you because you are all wise, almighty, and all-knowing. We give you praise and we magnify you on this day. If there is any sins in our lives, remove it so that we will be everything you have called and created us to be, and that we will be ready when you call or when you come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as Minister Lloyd would say, either in the crowd or in the cloud, we'll see you again. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.